at 2 o'clock p.m. at Jamestown, it was sunny. The temperature was 75 degrees, the dew point 59, with a relative humidity of 57%. The wind was east at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.10 inches and falling. The report from Aberdeen was not available. Elsewhere across North Dakota, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 80 at Fargo, 73 at Grand Forks, 79 at Bismarck, and 76 at Minot. Across South Dakota, it was 80 at Sisseton. It was sunny, with a temperature of 86 at Huron and 92 at Pierre. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 84 at Watertown and 81 at Sioux Falls. Elsewhere across the region, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 73 at Powak, 73 at Roseau, and 68 at Bogat. Bemidji reported 72, Detroit Lakes reported 79, and Minneapolis reported 82. Across southern Canada, skies ranged from mostly sunny to partly sunny. It was 72 at Estevan, 66 at Brandon, and 68 at Winnipeg. Once again at 2 o'clock p.m. at Jamestown, it was sunny, and the temperature was 75.
You are listening to NOAA's National Weather Service radio station WFG656, transmitting from tower facilities near Fort Ransom. Weather radio for southeastern North Dakota. The current time is 3:09 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Here is the weather summary for the area. Active weather is expected into the weekend with a series of disturbances moving through the northern plains. Low pressure continues to develop over eastern Montana this afternoon, while a warm front extends eastward from the low. The front remains nearly stationary over extreme northern South Dakota and central Minnesota. It will trend slowly northward this afternoon, which should provide a focus for areas of showers and thunderstorms throughout the southern Red River Valley and west central Minnesota tonight. Overnight, a complex of thunderstorms develops over north-central North Dakota, ahead to the main low-pressure system and moves eastward across northeastern North Dakota, into northwest Minnesota Wednesday late morning. The forecast for Lisbon, Fort Ransom, and surrounding areas. Rest of today, mostly sunny late in the morning and partly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. East winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of thunderstorms 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of thunderstorms 40%. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning and mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall and large hail. Highs 75 to 80. Breezy. South winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of thunderstorms 50%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening and partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. Lows 55 to 60. Chance of thunderstorms 50%. Thursday, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows 55 to 60. And now, taking a look at Friday, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows 50 to 55. Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Monday, partly cloudy. Highs 75 to 80. The extended weather outlook for southeastern North Dakota, including the Leal, Shelton, and Rutland areas. For next Wednesday, August 24th through the following Tuesday, August 30th, is for normal amounts of precipitation. Normal precipitation ranges from 0.52 to 0.56 inches. On average, look for warmer than normal temperatures. The normal high temperatures range from the upper 70s to lower 80s, while normal lows range from the lower to middle 50s.